for, you know, so you guys have played like three games together as opposed to like it happens out on the practice field today and you have to change.
Yeah, I know when we're all together as in the first group, we're pretty dang good. But you know what? Every guy in the room, we have confidence in that everyone can, you know, step up at any time and perform their best. I think we got a good group, good personalities in the room, which what makes it fun for all of us. We enjoy playing with each other on and off the field, so. You know, we just go out there and tell and do what the coaches tell us to do, go out there, perform, and just do our best.
Where would you say the continuity level is at? Because, you know, if you look at week one last year, yeah. Matt's the only guy in the same position.
Yeah.
Heading into week one this year.
Yeah, I mean, Joe has been here around for a while, so we've, we don't miss a step with Joe. Joe has been doing this his whole career, next man up. So, you know, with TJ on the line next to Mike, it's a little different, but I think they're on the same page lately, and they're getting a lot better in practice. It's showing up even in the game. So protection's been a lot better this year, I feel like. The one-on-ones Coach Zimmer is making us do every day in practice. I haven't done so many one-on-ones ever in practice, but I think it's paying off. And, you know, we just go from there. It's we're taking pride of protecting Teddy and then giving Adrian the holes to run through.
I mean, even more is expected this year coming in on the line because of the play last year.
Yeah.
How would you say the pressure level is?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's pressure. I just think, you know, the number last year, I forget what the sack number was, but it's pretty dang high. So this year we're definitely taking pride in that number. I think we want to be, you know, top five of the fewest sacks in the league. And we take that to heart and want to protect Teddy and give Adrian the ball and make it, you know, open up holes for him.
Brandon, you may have addressed this, but knowing personally how it feels to be out for a long stint of time and knowing that Sully's officially on the IR, how do you feel for him as a person?
Yeah, it's you have to feel for the guy, you know, loves the game of football and just know, like I did, I, you know, was injured for a long period of time last year. It's not a fun thing. You kind of feel like you're not on the team. You just come in every day for rehab and then you leave by noon while you watch your guys go practice on the field. It's not a fun feeling. So I feel for the guy. He's going to work his tail off, get back, and be healthy.
Do you take more of a leadership role? I mean, clearly John, I mean, Matt even said John is the leader of our offensive line, but the fact that he's now going to be gone, you know, as you just said, noon every day or whatever it is.
Yeah, John.
Do you take more of a
leadership? Yeah, John definitely was the leader of the room. So, I'm going to have to step up my game and help these young guys, you know, give them any advice I can help them with. And anything I see out there, just help Joe and the young guys out with in the game.
Different position that happened to you when you see someone like Jarek get when you see Jarius get the contract extension and big paper, as he likes to say.
Yeah, it's fun seeing guys being here for long periods of time, especially when we've been around them so long. So anytime someone gets rewarded, it's a good feeling.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.